Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I'm so glad that you joined in today. I have a track here from the Grim. It's for you.
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. So I'm so glad you called in today. You know, I see that your other band, Glue Gun, has a cool show coming up Friday, May 21st. And let's see, where is this going to be at? I don't see it. Oh, in Las Vegas.
Oh, my God. You know what? I just noticed. That's the old flyer. It's actually Friday, May 22nd. Okay, Friday, May 22nd in Las Vegas. Yeah, it's during Punk Rock Bowling. This is not an actual Punk Rock Bowling event, but it's off-site. And it's going to be a $5 show. It's going to start at 7:30, and the club is the Dive Bar. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Glue Gun, Walk Proud, Frostbacks, Since We Were Kids, 13 Scars, Schism, No Brainer, Neutral Boy, and Child Endangerment.
Oh,
and,
great.
This one,
great lineup.
Yeah, and it's a 21 and over show, so, you know, sorry to the kids that can't get in, but this thing is going to go off, and we're really excited about it because, you know, Glue Gun hasn't played in a while, and but we're back, and it's going to be awesome. I want to give a quick shout-out to my bandmates, Joey Ramici, Eric Boutow, and Garrett Dwyer. So, yeah, looking forward to it. It's going to be an awesome show, so come on out.
Okay, and that's the 4110 South Maryland Parkview in Las Vegas.
That's right, Parkway,
okay.
Yeah, and it's going to be
Parkway.
Man, I'm looking forward to it. We just got some buttons made up. We had 250 buttons made up. We're going to be giving those away at the merch booth. And we got, I just ordered 1,000 Glue Gun stickers. So we're going to get some out at the show. I know, I can't, it's awesome. You know, you cheaper by the dozen, right? So we're going to be giving them out there at the show. But also, I want to give everybody a little notice. If you can't make the show, we're also going to be giving the stickers and buttons away at Punk Rock Bowling, the main festival, at the Grimm Merch booth. So come on by, say hi, get your picture taken, and you know, we're going to have a great time. Really looking forward to it. All 3 days, Punk Rock Bowling at the main festival.
Oh, okay. Boy, I better get my bags packed and get down there. That's coming up really quick.
Yeah, just 2 weeks away, you know. And you know, Punk Rock Bowling is always a blast. We love to participate there. We love all the events, you know, whether you're hanging out at the pool or going to the club shows. We're going to be giving away a bunch of different items there, and we're going to have a raffle and all kinds of fun stuff going on. So, yeah, come on out, and it's going to be a great time.
Well, where can people find the Grimm booth?
You know, it's going to be awesome. The Grimm booth, the Grimm Merch booth this year is right next to the beer, whatever you call it, the beer garden. We got a perfect location. You know, this is our second year being a vendor there. So, you know, they gave us kind of a prime location. And so, yeah, we're sitting pretty right there. And, we're sandwiched right next to, Working Class Clothing. So, you know, look for Working Class or look for the Grimm banner and come on by, you know, pick up a copy of my book. And
yeah,
say
punk
hello,
rock,
and like
Las
I said,
Vegas.
Survival
yeah, the
guide,
punk rock,
that's right.
Las Vegas Survival Guide. Can't
that's
forget
right.
that.
No, and you know, if you're in Las Vegas, you know, you got to have a copy of my book because it'll save you a ton of money and it'll show you where all the fun things are there to do. And, you know, a lot of people get kind of distracted by all the sideshows and things like that going on at Punk Rock Bowling. But, you know, you want to show up and just have a great time. And
yeah,
the book
and
shows
the,
you how
book,
to do that.
Yes, it does, and it shows all the best places to get a good deal and to go. You know, where,
that's
it shows
right.
you where to go. You know, I enjoyed it. I really was happy that I had it last year to refer back to because, you know, last year was my first time at Punk Rock Bowling. You know, and yeah, your book really helped me.
Yeah, you know, I had a great time, and it was great seeing you there, you know, when we played that club show there. And, you know, it's always a good time, man. Punk Rock Bowling is amazing. And some people might be thinking, hey, you know, I don't have any tickets right now or anything like that. But there's a BYO Punk Rock Bowling group on Facebook, and you'd be surprised how many people are on there. You know, their friends canceled or whatever, and they're all like reselling tickets on there, a lot of times at face value. So if you're on Facebook, go and join that group. They've got over 5,000 members right now, and so there's lots of opportunities to buy tickets if you don't have them. And you don't need to have tickets to come to see Glue Gun on Friday, May 22nd. It's only $5. I mean, $5 show.
I know. What a deal
in Las
for
Vegas.
All those. I know. And for all those really good bands, that is so cool.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it, you know, because, you know, sometimes these festivals and things like that, they price some people out. They just don't have that kind of money if not working or something like that. But
everybody's
we're calling
got
this one
bucks.
The low-dose show. Everybody's got $5, you know, especially
that's
when
right,
we're doing
that's
free
right.
stuff out inside, so. Yeah,
that's
and it's
cool.
Going to be
the
a combination. Day. Yeah, it's going to be a combination birthday party too. So you'll get some cake. At least you'll have something to eat.
It's your birthday, isn't it? Because I know.
Well,
yeah,
not,
you've got a birthday.
I have a birthday.
It's your
coming
birthday.
Up,
ah, you were trying to keep that a secret, but I've known you too long, and I know it's your birthday.
that's right. So come on out, everybody. I mean, it's going to be amazing, man. We're going to have a great time.
That'll be fun. And you're such a good guitarist. I mean, you're just really down with those tunes.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. You know, we work very hard on it, you know, because we're into it and we never want to let the fans down, you know. We want
that's
to go
right,
off and give them the show that they pay for, you know.
Cool. Well, you guys really do, you know, both bands, Glue Gun and the Grimm, you guys are great. really, really got the energy out there.
Well, thank you, Candace. By the way, how's our friend Doug Moody doing? I haven't heard anything lately. I was wondering how things are going with Doug.
Well, things are coming up, and he's got a the album that came out, I believe it was the first compilation that Mystic did, You Can't Argue with Success.
Right.
He was going through the warehouse the other day with Danny, and Danny pulled out a box with 50 of them in it. And they
didn't have records.
I know, and they're the original from the original test, the original pressing. So Doug's been busy. He went and redesigned the cover so that, you know, because they didn't have any jackets, just the records, you know, in the sleeve.
Yeah.
So he redesigned the old cover with the guy with the shopping cart, the homeless guy, and jazzed it up a little bit. So it's like, okay, I need to put out a newsletter today advertising those 50 original You Can't Argue with Success albums.
There's going to be some record collectors want to get their hands on that. I know for sure.
Oh, sure.
You know,
I know. I told them, put one aside for me.
Yeah, you know, when our first album came out, you know, some people don't know this, that the side A was, you know, the Grimace Normal, and then on side B was some soul record,
gospel.
Like the gospel, that's what it was. And you know, some of these actually got sent out and then they got returned later on, and so I guess Doug came across some of those and he was selling those as collector's items. And it was just kind of funny, you know, at the time, back when it happened back in the 80s, you know, we were pissed, you know, but it turned out to be kind of a cool thing in the end, you know. And and that's the cool thing too about Doug, because he kind of laughed it off and he was like, don't worry about it, guys, you know, we'll fix it, you know. And he did,
right.
But now they're collector's items, man, and people want to get their hands on that stuff. I know I do. So
they're up on the website right now. We still have a few of them left in stock, and if anybody who's interested, if they go to the vault on the mysticrecordshq.com site, they can pick up a copy of it. It's just as easy as a click away to place an order. And shipping and handling is only $5, you know. So
yeah, you can't beat that. I know there's some collectors want to get their hands on those for sure. That's amazing.
Yeah, it goes on the list of the Mystic Mistakes.
Yeah, you know, I'm working on another book right now, and it's going to be about Bobby Bratt, the singer of Red Scare. And I was just looking at one of the compilations. Sounds of Hollywood compilations. I was on the back cover and looked. Oh, there's Red Scare right there. So it just shows you how ahead of the time and really tuned in to what was going on there in Hollywood that Doug was at the time. It's amazing, you know. He's had all the bands, all the top bands. And so it was exciting.
Yeah.
I got to share that with Bobby Bratt's sister this last week. I posted it on the Bobby Bratt memorial page.
Oh,
and,
cool.
Yeah, good things happen.
Okay. Well, you know, Mystic, I was thinking the other day, you know, I just realized that, you know, Mystic is the only punk label that has survived all these years. And we're coming up really big and strong here and launching another website, mysticrecordshq.net. I should have it up and rolling next week, and it's really going to surprise people.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, and you have a new record coming out here pretty quick, too, with the Grimm.
Yeah, that's right. We were just in the studio, and we've got 12 songs so far. We're, you know, almost finished, but it was just amazing. You know, the recording just came out super quality, super beefy, and the the power just really kind of stuck through, you know. It's just, it's great. So I'm looking forward to sharing that one. Yeah, I think we're going to go back in the studio, add a couple more songs, but it's going to be amazing.
All right. Well, you know, Bob, I hate to tell you this, but we're out of time. So I want to
thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, I want to thank you for coming on the show, and we'll look forward to seeing you with Glue Gun on the 22nd of May at Punk Rock Bowling. And I want to remind everybody to get out there and party or go home. See you next week.
Yeah.